it's a tremendous pleasure to come to worship again with you. Thank you for this opportunity.
感谢能够给我再一次有机会跟大家一起来敬拜神。We
would like to turn our attention to the book of Matthew, to the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 6.
今天早上我们要来看马太福音第六章，分三部分。And
the topic is our minds. How we think and set our minds.
那今天我们要看的呢，就是我们的心思，我们要怎么样来决定我们的心思。The mind is a terrible thing to waste when we're told. 那就是我们的心思呢，可以同时想很美好的事情，也可以同时想非常邪恶的事。An
English expression is a penny for your thoughts.
有一个古老的诗篇，它意思呢是说，你的思想呢是非常有价值，你的想法非常有价值。Sometimes
that's all it works.
但是呢，我们现在我们看起来呢，其实也不够，就是。
The point is, we can't really know what other people are thinking.
但事实上呢，就是说，因为我们实在没有办法了解别人心里在想什么。Aren't
you glad that people can't actually read minds?
那我们是不是其实也蛮高兴，因为别人没有办法真正从我们的想法。
我想让你们稍微了解一下我的脑子是怎么的想法。我跟你说，我现在在想一个数字。有没有人要想说，我到底现在在想的是什么数字？Some of you are more arithmetically inclined.
Right, I'll tell you what my number is, and you tell me if this is what you were thinking.
一百一十乘以圆周率开三次等号。你刚刚想的就是这个数字吗？There are times when we know what is troubling our loved ones.
有的时候呢，我们所爱的人他心里有烦恼，我们差不多可以知道。But
that's not really reading their mind.
但是这并不表示说我们就可以读别人的脑心思。There
are times when thoughts are so bizarre flashing through our heads that no one else could guess or know for
sure.有的时候呢，我们心里就会有一些很奇怪的想法，从来没有人可以想象的。Our
thought life is so complex. It can be hideously wicked.
我们的心思非常复杂，而且有的时候可以很邪恶。
It can be bizarre.
可以非常的奇怪.
We're able to convince ourselves to believe things that others insist cannot be true.
我们可以有时候我们可以让我们自己相信一些事情，别人认为是完全不可能的事。
Our thought life is terribly important to who we are.
就我们的心思对于我们这个人来说非常的重要.
Solomon taught us that as a man thinks in his heart,
所以我们曾经有这么的说法，一个人的心思呢，就是他这个人。This
is these words from Paul to four different congregations. First to the Romans, he says, "Those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death." And the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace.
我们现在来看看保罗他对四个教会呢曾经提到过有关心思的事情。 第一个就是罗马书八章五到六节，他说谁从肉体的呢体贴肉体的事，谁从圣灵的体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的就是生命平安。
To the Colossians, he says, set your mind on things above, not on the things that are on earth.
对哥罗西教会呢，他在哥罗西书第三章第一节说，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
To the Philippians, he said in chapter 4, finally, brethren, whatever is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, of good repute, if there is any excellence or if there is anything worthy of praise, think on these things.
对腓立比的教会保罗说，弟兄们，我还有未尽的话要说，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，你们要思念这些事。
Also in the Philippians, he says, supreme, let the same mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
对腓立比的教会，保罗更说，还有一个更高的，就是要让我们只记住耶稣的心为心。
As in Corinthians, he said, we look, that is, we think about it. Not what can be seen, but what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporal. What cannot be seen is eternal.
对，哥林多教会在哥林多后书第四章十八节，保罗说，我们所顾念的，他这里的顾念就是我们所想的，我们要顾念的不是所见的，而是所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
We live in the spirit, but we're exhorted to think heavenly.
虽然我们在这个地上生活，但是也是劝我们要思念天上的事。
We live in these physical bodies, but we are more than just bodies, we are spirits.
虽然我们在肉身活着，但是我们比这个肉身更多，我们还有灵。
One of the reasons we come to church is to regain our bearings.
我们来教会其中的一个目的呢，就是让我们重新有我们的方向。
To recover perspective, to see God, and to see life from God's perspective.
让我们恢复我们应该有的观点，我们要来遇见神，而且从神的眼光来看我们的人生。
Out there in the world, we are constantly bombarded with lies, and after a while, we sometimes tend to break down and begin to believe some of those lies.
因为在世界上，我们常常所听见的都是一些谎言，慢慢的，我们也就妥协，相信了这些谎言。
You need a Toyota.You need a $6 hamburger.
比方说，你需要一台丰田轿车，你现在需要一个六块钱的汉堡。
And some of us need more hair.
那有些呢，我说我们需要长更多的头发。
In the end, Sermon on the Mount, Jesus taught a radically different approach to life.
但是在这个有名的登山宝训里面，耶稣他告诉我们，这是从一个不同的角度看我们的生活。
He spoke the truth.
他说了实，是事实，是真理。
He gave truly helpful advice when he said, "Do not worry about what you will eat or drink."
那他给我们的建议是非常好。他说，你们不要忧虑要吃什么喝什么。
In this passage that we are considering, the last 10 verses from Matthew chapter 6, Jesus asserts that all who are not converted to follow him do, in fact, live their lives focused on what is material.
因为在这段圣经里面，在马太福音第六章最后的十节里面，耶稣他是说，那些不跟随耶稣基督的人呢，他们其实在他们生活的目标就是追求这个物质的世界。
They consumed with and they are obsessed with the physical, not the spiritual. The earthly, not the heavenly. The temporal, not the eternal.
因为他们心里所想的都是物质的，而不是属灵的；都是地上的，不是天上的；都是暂时的，而不是永远的。
And he calls on all who would enter his kingdom to focus our lives on that kingdom. So one of the primary themes of this Sermon on the Mount is how that His kingdom is fundamentally spiritual. I'd like to read the last 10 verses. And I'll just go ahead and read in English, and then you can read. For this reason, I say to you, do not be anxious for your life, as to what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, or for your body, as to what you shall put on. Is not life more than food, and the body than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, they do not reap, they do not gather into barns and nets. Your heavenly Father feeds them. Are they not worth much more than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single cubit to this lifespan? Why then are you anxious about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, they do not spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory did not clothe himself like one of these. But if God, who so arrays the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will He not much more do so for you, O you men of little faith? Do not then be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? With what shall we clothe ourselves? For all of these things the Gentiles seek eagerly. Yet your Heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. As for you, seek first His kingdom and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious for tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Yes.
耶稣说，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么、喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣食吗？你们看那天上的飞鸟也不种也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父甚至养活它。你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？你们哪一个能用思虑使受出多加一克呢？何必为衣裳忧虑呢？ 你想眼睛里的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的也不如这花朵呢。你们这小心的人啊，眼睛里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里。谁还给他这样的装饰？何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。 你们需要的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要追求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们的。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑。一天的难处，一天当就够了。This
wonderful Sermon on the Mount is fundamentally about two ways.
所以这个美好的登山宝训其实是在讲有两种的道路，两个方法。
You've heard the expression, my way or the highway. Matthew depicts Jesus as having presented himself to Israel as a king. He's the one prophesied in the Davidic covenant. But between him and the throne that is rightfully his were what I call the establishment leaders. The key element of the message of this sermon is that Israel is divided into two groups.
在跟在保石里面其实有同样有一个很重要的信息，就是当时的以色列呢其实分了两个
群体，就是 establishment leaders， 就是 Jesus。
这个群体呢他跟随以色列当时的领袖，另外一个群体他跟随耶稣基督。
There are two ways，
而且有两条道路。
And so he says in chapter 5, if your righteousness is no better than that of the scribes and Pharisees, that is the established leaders, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以在马太福音第五章二十节，耶稣说，你们的义或不胜于文士和法利赛人的，换句话说就是当时的以色列人的领袖，那么你们就断不能进天国。
In the second half of chapter 5, we have six times Jesus saying, you've heard it said, but I say to you.
So, in Matthew 5章后半部的时候，耶稣六次他说了，你们所听见的话有这么一说吗？但是呢，我实实在在告诉你们是这样。
It's the old way of Jesus' new way.
这就有一个旧的道路，还有一条耶稣的新的道路。
In chapter 6, he speaks about practicing piety as a performance for the praise of men.
在第六章一开始的时候呢，他说有些人呢，他们的敬虔呢，好像是一个表现，为了要来得到人的称赞。
Each time he says that's what the hypocrites do, meaning the establishment leaders of Israel.
所以每次当他说这些都是那些假冒伪善的人做的，换句话说就是当时的以色列这些领袖们做的。
Instead, we are to care only for the approval of God.
但是耶稣说，我们应该只是在乎神来的奖赏。
This leads to quiet, unadvertised behaviors of charity, prayer, and fasting.
所以呢，耶稣叫我们要过一个比较安静而且不喧嚷的行善、祷告还有进食的生活。
He follows that up with comments about those who treasure earthly things and those who treasure the heavenly.
就他说有两种的人，有一种的人呢，他们珍惜地上的财宝；有一种人，他们珍惜天上的财宝。
In chapter 7, as he brings this grand sermon to a conclusion, he contrasts two gates which lead to two roads, which lead to two destinies.
第七章呢，他就又把这两种的那个叫呢，又带到一个更高峰。他说有两种，有两条的道路，有两个门，然后呢，有两条的道路，到最后有两种结局。
Speaking two kinds of trees or two kinds of fruit.
所以讲到有两种树，他们结了两种的果子。
He brings it all to a grand climax with that memorable story of two men building houses.
最后他带到一个高峰，他就讲到有两个人他们建造的那个房子。
The only difference between those two was what the foundation was.
唯一这两个人不一样的地方呢，是他们的房子有两种根基。
In this sermon, God urges us to choose wisely.
所以在这里呢，登山宝训他是要劝诫我们要有智慧的来选择。
And the only wise choice is to choose.
唯一一个智慧的选择，就是要选择耶稣。
In the last two verses of chapter 6,
在马太福音第六章最后的时间
，this key word that he repeats five times，
这里有一个要句要字，耶稣重复用了五次。
In one way or another, it's translated anxiety or be anxious.
在这里呢，中文的翻译就是忧虑。
Or care or worry.
就是我们在乎的，我们忧虑的。
And most of the time, it's negative. He says in verse 25, don't be anxious about all your life, what you wear or what you eat.
大部分的时候，耶稣用这个句子的时候呢，讲的都是比较负面的。像二十五节，他是说你们不要为生命忧虑。你吃什么？喝什么？为身体忧虑，穿什么
？In verse 27, which of you by worrying can add an hour or a cubit to your life?
那二十七节呢？他说你们哪一个能用思虑去受苦多加一刻呢
？So why, verse 28, do you worry about your clothing? Verse 31, do not worry about what you're going to eat, drink, or wear. And in verse 34, do not worry about tomorrow.
但是四节,
everything in this passage is negative. Everything except verse 33. Worry is useless, and worse than that, it is faithless.
因为忧虑呢,是没有用的,更糟糕的,
but all throughout these negatives is the implied affirmative.
在这些负面的当中,这些负面的用法中间呢,它暗示了有一个证明。The
faceless way, the wrong way, is to obsess about the material, the food and clothing and so forth.
这个没有信心的呢,就会整天忧虑的都是一些世界上的事情,吃什么,喝什么,穿什么。
And the faithful way is to worry, as it were, to think about, to be consumed with, to obsess about the kingdom. It's not enough to stop worrying about food. We must replace that with seeking the King and His
kingdom.
And so there in verse 33, he shifted away from the word worry to a different word, to seek.
所以呢,在第33节呢,耶稣就不用这个忧虑的字眼,而用那个追求。In
fact, he had already shifted to that word seek in the verse before, verse 32.
其实呢,耶稣在32节里提到的这个字就是这个求。As
he brings this thought to a climax, he says in verse 32, it is the Gentiles who seek these things.
所以在32节耶稣说呢, 因为这些都是外邦人所求的,
you, however, verse 33, are to be different. You are to seek the kingdom.
但是在33节呢,你们应该跟外邦人不一样,
Gentiles seek these things. They obsess about food and clothing and all.
他们为食物、为衣裳忧虑、思虑烦恼。
We cannot be that kind of people anymore.
我们不能再做这样子的人。
Notice this about the things that we are not to worry about.
那我们现在来看一下到底这些是什么事情，也是叫我们不要忧虑。
He was just warning us not to obsess about nice cars or fun toys.
他并没有说叫我们不要忧虑这些豪华的轿车或是一些很好玩的游戏玩具。
The things that he mentions are not luxuries, they are necessities.
因为这些事情,他指的这些事情其实不是一些奢侈品,而是一些生活的必需品。
There have always been people living in dire circumstances where food was scarce and starvation was a real threat.
因为在很多人呢,他们生活在非常贫瘠的情况下,他们缺少粮食,所以他们常常面对饿死的危险危机。
So, maybe it's not a threat to most of us and to most of the people we know in this part of the world.
但是在我们这个西方世界呢,至少在我们中间和我们认识的人中间,我们并不是真正面临饿死的危机。
Certainly there is, sadly, a starvation problem in various places today. He's not talking about the luxuries. He's talking about bare necessities, food, sleep, clothing.
那耶稣在这里呢，他讲的不是说你不要去忧虑这些奢侈品，而他讲的是这些必需品，我们吃什么，喝什么，穿什么。
And Jesus is talking about your thought lives.
但是主耶稣在这里呢，其实他就是在讲的是我们的心思。
We tend to be obsessive.
因为我们很容易呢，就会心思就会被这些事情充满。
We get carried away with thought patterns, even to an unhealthy degree. But whereas in other biblical statements we're convicted about wicked and vile and hateful thoughts and deeds, the warning here is about not thinking too much about important things.
但是在这里呢，耶稣他给我们警告是说，让我们不要去太多的去思想一些，其实是蛮重要的事。
And he's not telling us just to ignore them.
但是他说，我们并不是去忽略这些事情。But
he is warning us not to obsess about things.
但是他给我们的警告呢，是让我们不要整个被充满被这些思想而想事。Not
to live focused on the material stuff.
然后导致我们的心思、我们的生活都注视集中在这些物质的事情上。The
key issue here is clearly that these had to do with sustaining the outer man.
为什么呢？因为主要这些事情呢，都是只是来帮助我们的这个外面的人。There
are about the material and the physical rather than the spiritual needs of man.
因为这些呢，它只是能够满足我们肉体和我们物质的需要。There
are two ways.
但是不满足我们的属灵上的需要，但是有两条路。This
is what we used to be.
那这是我们以前所习惯的生活方式。We
can no longer conform to the ways of the world, to the ways of a life before Jesus.
但是我们呢，不应该只是活在这个过去的这个模式，在我们不认识主的主以前的这个模式。Think
about this: who obsesses about material stuff, the rich or the poor?
那我们想一想，到底谁会忧虑这些物质的事情呢？是穷人吗？还是富有的人？其实两种人都会。One
one group has a monopoly on materialistic obsession.
在这世界上没有一种人呢，他们可以垄断被物质事情的思虑。It's
not a question of how much you have or don't have.
所以不在乎你到底拥有多少，或是你没有，有还是没有。There
is no greater or lesser inclination to obsess about those things if one is rich or poor or anywhere in between.
因为不管是有钱人还是很穷的人，或是中间阶级，没有一个人例外。每一个人呢，他们都会思虑烦恼物质的事情。When
you walk through a shopping mall or leaf through the catalogs that come in the mail, you know what every merchant there is attempting to do.
当我们经过购物中心的时候，或是我们看从家里寄到家里来的这些广告，你知道所有的商人，他们都想要达到一件事情。They're
seeking to entice you to exchange your currency for their goods.
那他们想要做的呢，就是能够得到让你呢，能够用你的钞票来换他们的商品。And
notice this about their goods. 100% of their inventory through the entire mall is physical, not spiritual.
那我们去的购物中心，你可以看差不多100%的这些商品呢，他们都是为了来满足我们肉体和我们的物质的需要，而不是属灵的需要。They got
clothing for sale, jewelry, toys, food, beauty products, fitness equipment, entertainment, all of it.
他们有食物，有各样的商品，美容的保健品和那个健康器材，或是娱乐用品，各式各样。It's
all about the outer man.
这些呢，都是为了我们的外人，我们这个外体外面的人。
And it all wears out and is not a fully transient.
但是我们这个外体，我们这个外面的人呢，都是渐渐的衰残，而且这不是存到永远。
I don't look much at magazines. I don't look much, and I certainly don't look at fashion magazines. I'm sorry, I just don't, okay?
对不起哦，我不看你杂志，尤其是那些有关这个时尚、时装的杂志，我不看。
But I took it upon myself to just take a quick survey one time of a magazine rack at a drugstore.
有一次呢，我到一个商店呢，我就看一下，我想来看一下这些杂志到底是什么状的。
There had to be at least 50 different magazine titles on this rack.
差不多在这个杂志架上面，差不多有50种的杂志。
The thing that really caught my attention and amazed me was I saw 7 or more different magazine titles devoted to
hair.
Whole magazines devoted to hair. And how essential to sustaining life is that?
那对于我们的生命到底有多重要呢？
I guess I'm a little more sympathized than some of you do. There are these advertisements about regrowing your hair.
在这一些方面呢，我会比你们要敏感一点。我就看到呢，有些杂志呢，他讲说怎么样能够让你的头发再生。
As if a receding hairline is something terminal. You gotta get a pill.
感觉上就好像说这些当我们开始秃头的话，好像就是一个很严重的事情，所以我们要想办法。这是我们这个社会的一个弊病。
To be so consumed about something you can't really fix and it doesn't matter. Come on, do it with me. Bald is beautiful. When he first shifts away from using the word worry to the word seek, it's quite a kicker.
但是呢，在三十二节呢，主耶稣在这里，他的用字呢，从忧虑来转到追求。
Jesus speaking to a Jewish audience says all of these things that Gentiles seek.
因为主耶稣在这里呢，他是对一群犹太人说，他说这些事情呢是外邦人所求的。
They knew that that was true of many Jews.
其实呢，他们知道犹太人也是这样。
He's saying that when you think this way, you're no different than those Gentiles that you think you're so superior to.
换句话说，他说你们如果整天想的这些事情呢？这些外邦人并没有好到哪里去，但是犹太人呢，却总是自己有这个优越感，觉得他们比外邦人好。
Put it more in our terms, it is treason to speak this way. It is treason to speak this way.
就着我们的话来说呢，就是说这些是外邦人，是不信主的人，他们是这么的想法的。
God is telling us here that those who will enter the kingdom are those who fixate on.Or even obsessed about righteousness, spiritual righteousness of King Jesus.
但是呢，神是在这边告诉我们，这些能够进入神的国的人呢，是把他们的注意力、他们的心思放在神的我们主耶稣基督的上面。
That's what we set our minds on. That's what we think about. That's where our treasure is.That's what we value, that's what we love.
这些呢，就是我们应该思想的，这些是我们应该珍惜的，我们应该宝贝的。
Our passage began with a transitional statement, therefore, or for this reason.
所以耶稣在这里呢，他说，所以他是用讲用这个转词，他说所以。
And the last statement just before this, verse 24, no one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and men.
在二十五节这个所以之前，二十四节也是说，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是顾这个，就是爱爱那个，就是重这个，轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
No one can be true and loyal to two different kings, two different masters.
因为一个人不能同时对着两个王或是两个主人忠实。
I suspect that a lot of people who think of themselves as Christians actually doubt the truth of those words.
我相信有些人，他们有些基督徒呢，他们对这一节呢有些怀疑。
What do you mean I can't serve God and money?
你为什么说我不能同时侍奉神又侍奉马门呢？
Actually, I think I'm doing pretty well at it.
我觉得我还处理得不错。
I'm having some pretty good success at getting the best of both worlds.
我在这两个世界里面都还算成功。
Jesus said, "No one can do this."
但是耶稣说，没有一个人可以这么做，没有一个人做得到。
No one can serve two masters. No one can serve God and the material.
对，没有一个人可以侍奉两个主，没有一个人可以同时侍奉神又侍奉物质。
You may think that you can beat the system. You can't beat the system.
或许你觉得你可以获利，但是我告诉你，你也不是一个例外。
If you are serving, if you are loving, if you are obsessing about the material stuff, this says you are not serving God.
如果我们爱，我们整天的思虑啊，思想啊，这些物质的事情。
That's not my idea. It's not my words.
这不是我说的。这是什么话？
This passage is not about a suggestion.
在这里呢，这段经文呢，不是给我们一个建议而已。
This entire sermon sets the Lord's kingdom righteousness against an inadequate pseudo righteousness of establishment Israel.
因为在登山宝训里面，耶稣他把这两个事情很清楚的对比分开，就是神国的，还有这个当时以色列领袖所设立的这个虚假的义。
They strut and posture as the truly pious and righteous.
这些领袖们呢，他们看起来是这么的敬虔，这么的拜神。
Jesus says that kind of righteousness will not get you into the kingdom of heaven.
那耶稣说那样的，那样的敬虔呢，没有办法使你进入神的国。
When he says, "Do not worry," when he says, "Seek first," he means that one way characterizes those who will enter the kingdom, and the other way is of those who will be rejected.
那耶稣，当耶稣说你不要犹豫。你要追求的时候，他实在是说，这里有两条路，一条路呢会让你进入神的国，另外一条路会使你被拒绝在门外。
Do you see how this is totally serious?
所以你看见了吗？这实在是非常非常的严肃。
This is nothing less than the difference between heaven and hell.
这其实并不比天堂和地狱之间的这个分别而要紧。
Remember the conclusion of the sermon, that story of the two houses.
在登山宝训的结束的时候，耶稣讲到两个房子。
Those who hear the words and reject them, that's like building a house on sand.
那些听见神的话但是却拒绝的人，就好像他们把房子建在沙土上。
And they will themselves end up like that house after the storm.
所以他们呢就会像那个房子在风吹雨淋之后的景
象。They will ultimately be destroyed, not just for time, but for eternity.
他们之中会灭亡，而不是一时的灭亡，是永远的灭亡。
There's a wonderful simple, elegant genius in this little story.
在这个故事里面呢，有一个非常巧妙的神的智慧在里面。耶稣讲到吃。
Something we all do every day.
吃呢，是我们每天都做的事。
2 times, 3 times, 5 times a day.
有的人两次、三次，有的人吃5次一天。
And God intended this experience that we go through over and over every day of our lives to be a constant reminder of our utter dependence on Him.
神呢，希望借着我们这个每天都有的这个吃的经历呢，来不断的提醒我们，我们必须完完全全的来倚靠神。
He feeds the sparrows, He feeds us.
他喂养的天上的飞鸟、麻雀，他也同样的喂养我们。
On the day that He fails to feed us, we die.
如果他有一天 忘了没有供应我们的话，我们就会死。
We are utterly dependent on Him.
所以我们其实是完完全全的在依靠神。
Let me then remind you, 3 times a day, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
所以，当我们每天吃的时候，一天3餐，让我们被提醒到人。 活着不单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所说的一切话。Let
your eating 3 times a day remind you it is pagan to obsess about food.
当我们每天三餐吃的时候，让我们想起来，吃肉包的人他会为这些食物而忧虑。It
is pagan to obsess about clothing, to obsess about stuff.
外邦人，他们为他们穿着还有这些物质的东西而忧虑。As
for you, seek as a primary importance the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
至于你呢，耶稣希望你能够追求最重要的事情，就是他的国和他的义。To
paraphrase Paul, then, we live not for the things that are seen, food, clothing, hair, toys, cars. But for the
unseen.照句保罗的话说，我们所顾念的不是所看见的，就是这些头发啊，这些玩具啊，这些看得见的东西。我们所顾念的是看不见的。God
is spirit.
那神是个灵。We
are spirit.
我们也是灵。And
we, our transformation is by focusing on that which is unseen.
当我们老注视在这个所不见的事情的时候，我们就会慢慢被改变。Jesus
is calling us to faith.
耶稣呼召我们要相信，要有信心。And
the New Testament teaches us many times, in many ways, that the only way to be sure that we have faith is to live by it.
在新约圣经里面，他好多次的告诉我们，而且教导我们，唯一让我们能够有信心的方式呢，就是因信而活。Walking
by faith is not something reserved for the super saints.
信心的道路不是只是为那些超级圣徒预备的。Faith
is the great divide between those who will enter God's kingdom and those who will not.
其实呢，信心呢本身就是一个分别，分别那些能够进入神国的人，和那些不能进入神国的人。Saving
faith is enduring faith.
其实我们得救的这个信心呢，也是一个恒久忍耐的信心。And
faith is always faith in Jesus.
我们的信心永远都是信靠耶稣的这个信心。He's
the King of the universe.
他是这宇宙的王。
The King of our hearts. Walking by faith includes trusting God that He will provide.
当我们走信心的道路的时候，我们始终包括了我们相信他会供应我们。
He sets us free from worrying about stuff.
所以他把我们从对这个物质的忧虑里面释放出来。
He provides for us, and He frees us from worry about stuff. So that we may devote our lives and our thoughts to the spiritual priority of His kingdom and His kingship. Seek first His kingdom fundamentally means seek first the kingdom.
当我们说要追求神的国的时候，其实我们的意思，它的意思呢，就是要追求这个君王。
We focus on Him above all.
让我们超出一切的，专专的来注视他，胜过一切。
Pray with me, please.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear Lord in heaven.
哦，天上的主。
Teach our hearts to understand that which is invisible.
教导我们的心，让我们能够了解那所不见的。
Convince us that we're not just making things up.
来帮助我们，让我们知道我们不是自己在这边编出来的。
Convince us of the truth and reality of the spiritual world.
让我们真正的看见这个属灵的真实，属灵世界的真实。
Teach us to seek those things which are invisible, to seek those things which are otherworldly.
让我们能够追求这些不见的，而不是追求这世界上。Teach
us to number our days and to realize that it's eternity.
让教导我们怎样数算自己的日子，并且知道还有一个永恒。Teach
our hearts to treasure our great Savior above all.
教导我们的心，让我们宝贵我们的救主胜过一切。我们奉耶稣基督我们宝贵的救主的名祷告，阿门。
我们谢谢 Dr. Todd
今天的信息。我们的信心，我们的生活，生命都是非常重要的。这是一个很重要的提醒我们每天就常做的最基本的。
这个我们吃，来提醒我们。
Our brother reminded us that it is part of God's wisdom that He wants us to be reminded through our eating three times a day.
提醒我们来依靠这位爱我们的神，神的天父，他会供应我们。That
we will utterly depend on our Savior and our loving Father for His provision.
也就是我们吃饭的时候，我们特别提醒我们不要为了今生的事情而忧虑。
Through our eating experience, that we will be reminded not to worry about things of this world. Yes, it's very practical and real that we say grace every single day. Actually, nowadays, very few of us will really worry about our next meal.
在这里，耶稣先提醒我们，神借着吃饭提醒我们，不要为了今生的事情而忧虑。
As I was listening to the sermon, I hope that this will revolutionize our grace before meal.
真的让我们的吃饭祷告有一个突破，让我们真正记得祷告，记得最基本的事情，吃饭祷告，我们跟他的国度有连接。
That that our saying grace every meal would have things to do with eternity.
我们唱一首诗歌，我们做一个回应的结束。464首。
We will sing a song.
我们唱第一节跟第三节。
464 and stanzas 1 and 3.
464首。我们信的是我们的安排。
We will trust in God's provision.
信的他给我们的供应。
We will trust in His plan for us.
信任他在我们身上伟大的工作。
We trust in His great work in our midst.
看不见的，让我们得着那看不见的。
Through the visible, we will obtain the unseen.
感谢主，我们上第一节的
圣经。Lord, let's sing stanzas 1 and 3. Lord, we commit in your hands all brothers and sisters who are going through trials and tribulations.
最后我们在人生的路上，你没有应许我们天色常蓝，花生常烂。
Even though you did not promise us that sky will always be blue.
但是你却应许我们，你永远与我们同在。
But then you promise that you will always be with us.
你却应许我们，你的恩典够我们用。
And you promise us that your grace will be sufficient.
你就应许我们凡事都有你的美意。
And you promise us that all will be well with your will.
主啊，让我们在一个最单纯的信心里面。
Lord, please help us with the most sincere and pure faith.
我们来信奉。
That we will trust in you.
也让我们在爱里面，我们再也没有惧怕。
And that in your perfect love, we will have no more fear.
因为爱是完全要把所有的惧怕都除去。
Because perfect love will drive away all fears.
主啊，来更新我们思想的方式。
Lord, please renew our thinking pattern.
你来更新我们思想的内容。
And also renew what we.
让我们常常思念上面的事。
That we will set our minds on the things above.
让我们能够真是以基督的心思为我们的心思。
That our mind will be the mind of Christ.
好让我们在地上我们能够过得是一个幸福。
So that on earth we will live a victorious life.
所有在南树山的弟兄姊妹，你用你加倍的存在和恩典来坚固我们的信心。
We pray that you will strengthen all brothers and sisters who are going through trials with double portion of your strength.
如果我们一个人是白白受苦。
But none of us will go through pain or trials in vain. At this moment, we speak words of comfort to your heart, to our hearts.
就在这个时候，用了基督那出人意外的平安来保守我们的心怀意念。
At this moment, you will keep our mind and thought and heart with your command.With your peace that surpasses all understanding.
那我们再也不会明天忧虑。
That we will no longer worry about tomorrow.
那我们珍惜今天，我们与神同行。
That we will value today and walk with the Lord.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
也为了早上的信息，谢谢你。
We thank you for this message.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣。
We pray all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.